Just as a quick warm-up for the grand final, I thought I would share with you some of the interviews that Elaine and I have done with some of the acts that might be in tonight's top five. First up, Equinox.
You might have
guessed by the level of noise that we've run into Equinox.
Cheering you on.
How are you?
Hey, good to see you again.
Hey, Equinox.
Hi. Hi.
We are Equinox.
So I first met you on a sunny day in April in central London when you were looking for the press centre.
And you showed us the way to the press centre.
I showed you the way to the press centre. Yeah, like your first real interaction with the Eurovision world.
Your first live performance as a band.
Yes, absolutely.
And now you're here on the verge of the grand final.
Yes.
Giving it the final push.
Ah! Yeah.
What have you learned about each other so far? And what have been the best bits of the story so far?
I'm primarily a songwriter. I don't take the stage that often, and I've needed just a little bit of support from my brothers and sisters, and they're such titans in their own right, and just seeing how every single time they go on the stage and they open their heart and they give every single ounce of love that they have in their body is so special and just inspires me every single time. So I love y'all.
We love you too, Trey.
And you know, brothers and sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brother and sister. Brothers and sister.
To be debated, sister.
Because I'm not that much, man. I'm just one.
You're all squeezed onto the one sofa, and me and Elena squeezed onto the one chair. There's a sort of a family feel going on.
Oh, yeah. We are family.
Yes.
Already, yeah. Honestly.
Get together with friends, obviously. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it does feel like a family gathering, and we also have our friends, you guys here, so yeah. Feels like a party.
You already seem quite close in London, and then you seemed closer in Amsterdam, and now here you are, a few days before the grand final, which you're in.
Yay!
And you seem... And you seem closer than ever. I mean, there's that one bit in your staging where you all seem to merge together.
Honestly, we represent so much of the viewing public and so many of the people that are such fans of Eurovision. We're completely different. We come from completely different backgrounds, but we give love in hopes that we receive love back. So,
and our performance begins like us separately, and then into the unknown, we're together.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
That's our life.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
It's like,
it's absolutely like, right saying.
It's like the last several months condensed into 3 minutes on stage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
It's too little. I can tell you that after these 3 minutes, we want more, I'm sure, for every each of us. Mm-hmm. We definitely want more of this stage, but unfortunately...
And more of each other.
That's understandable.
So the Equinox, no matter what happens, the Equinox story doesn't end on Saturday night.
If you don't forget to vote, we will have our more 3 minutes at the final. Please do it because we need to be together more than 3 minutes so we can do it for 6 minutes.
Actually, it will be 8 with giving to us this thing.
Okay.
In the first place.
We're here, we're talking about the win. We're here doing promotion before the grand final because you're here to win. You're Equinox and you're here to win.
Yes.
Most definitely. I feel like every single person in this competition has come here to like display their art in hopes that it's received well. Yeah. So that's what we're here to do. And we already kind of feel like we've won because so many people have connected to the message of the song and to us, and we're completely overwhelmed by it and so thankful.
I have started saying that Eurovision isn't looking for the best song. It's looking for the most universal song that touches the most people.
We honestly hope that that will be us. But of course, let's not forget that there is many, many good songs this year. Many, many good artists which we really respect and feel them songs. So to be loved beyond the bounds, this is it. We need to love and provide love.
I've said it so often on the podcast this year that it's become a cliche, but the real Eurovision is the friends you make along the way.
Really? We honestly do.
Yeah, honestly, it's so true. Since we've gotten here, actually throughout the entire process, starting for us in London, it has felt... it has felt like...
You should do it to you?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
We have lots of fun together. Excellent.
Right now, what you guys cannot see is we're blowing into each other's ears, which is like the weirdest thing ever. It's like as soon as somebody starts answering a question, they blow in their ears. Stop.
This is our newest game.
Listeners at home, this is what everybody is like on the Thursday before the contest.
Right.
Like, we've all been here a long time. We're all starting to lose our grip a little bit. Yeah. But we're really excited and really happy.
Exactly.
You're all like the backseat of a car on a family trip.
Best way I've ever heard it described. Yeah. That's beautiful.
It's been wonderful sharing this journey with you from that street in London.
Likewise.
By the harbour in Lisbon on Saturday night.
I love your eyes, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
Thank you for supporting us, actually. Yes. This is really important for not only for Equinox, for all the artists who performed. Yeah, thank you so much for the support.
And don't forget to vote.
My pleasure.
We need your vote.
And just before we go, can you each just say who you are into the microphone so
yes,
you can recognize
me? It's all about me, JJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny.
Hello, everybody. I'm the one woman from Equinox, Jana.
Hi, I'm Trey.
Hello, I'm Vladdy.
And we are
It will never get old.
So you've been teasing us that there is more coming after Saturday, and you know you've all been home.
Only if they vote.
Only if
they unlock more by voting.
What would be the key word to describe a hypothetical album by Equinox?
Ooh. Equinox.
Love. Beyond the bones.
Equal
for sure.
Oh,
equal.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I also think hope is a great word. Right. Yeah. Fate too.
Believing.
Funny party.
Yeah. Also, the sort of the sci-fi image that you guys have in your promo material is absolutely nothing like how you are. the contrast is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it is. But this is what actually makes us, you know, interesting. Yeah. And Equinox, this is us.
Maybe the album will be called by something like Eurovision or something like this. I don't know.
Or the different ones.
Or the red lipstick.
No. Okay, you've been joining us for a word association with Equinox.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Okay. So we are here now with Ieva, who's representing Lithuania.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
We're so glad to finally have you at the contest.
Really? You know me before?
Yeah. There's a substantial amount of us who sit and watch the Lithuanian national finals because I live in Scotland and it's too horrible to go out in January.
Yeah, okay. My brother was studying in Scotland, so I was there.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Whereabouts did you go?
Glasgow.
Oh, I live in Glasgow. Yeah.
So I was there. That is a really nice city. Wow.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so you're coming to Lisbon with your best song.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell us the story of When We're Old and how you came to be singing a beautiful song for Lithuania?
So I was not planning to go this year, yeah, to Eurovision Song Contest, but Vytautas Bikus called me with this song, and he said, Ieva, I have the song that can win this year. And I was thinking, okay, I will go, I will listen to this song, and then I will decide. And when he played, you know, those first cars, and when he sang the song, I was like, my heart was melting. And that story of this song, you know, and those words of this song was like, and that message of this song was so good for me. And, you know, I can feel it from the very beginning.
I can't listen to it in the car because it makes me cry.
Oh, really? Yeah. So nice.
Just the idea of lifelong love isn't something that is like the biggest message in pop music. A lot of it's about, you know, young, beautiful people being together.
Yeah, but I think, you know, that music is about a fallen love, not real love.
Yeah.
So because a lot of pop music is about those kind of... short relationships,
the butterfly moment.
Yeah, and this song is about the real love, and no matter what, you know, you're like separating, you're like shouting on each other, you're like seeing a lot of bad things in each other, but still, no matter what, you're together
50 years later. Yeah. you know, you're still looking after each other. It's
yeah.
such a beautiful
yeah.
feeling,
and I believe in this, you know, I really believe in this love.
Oh
yeah.
And we've been hearing about your incredibly beautiful, powerful live vocals.
Thank you. Don't say like that.
Don't say like what?
You're like very beautiful, you know. You're saying such nice things for me. So I'm like, I'm shy.
I think, you know, you're going to have to get used to these compliments.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to get used to it because... a lot of people I've been speaking to are going, this is Lithuania's year to... achieve, and I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you because I think that the more naturally and effortlessly you can do it, the better.
Yeah.
Have I just ruined Lithuania? Don't cry.
You're just very sweet.
So a beautiful, tender love song won Eurovision last year. And here you come with another show-stopping, beautiful, tender love song. Does lightning strike twice?
I don't know. I think that if people chose last year that song, so I think people need these kind of stories and natural feeling, because I think the Sobrali won because he's such natural, you know? He's like, he's singing from so deep and he's doing all those kind of things that you cannot explain in words. But he is having that thing. So I think that we people, we are needing this. We need this. So
you know what would be fun? You yeah. and Salvador do a song swap. That's totally possible in Lisbon, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Like last year in Kiev, he was just hanging out doing covers of songs on his Instagram.
Yeah.
You could totally.
Okay.
What performance elements are you bringing to the stage in Lisbon? We don't have any video screens or anything.
For me, it's very good. So we will use only lights, yeah, little lights, just sepia, you know, no colorful lights, no effects, no like nothing, you know. Yeah, but we will do one thing that in arena people will not see this thing, but on TV people will see this thing. So I will
leave. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there will be little thing that we can see just on TV. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. Shall I let you go? So thank you very much for talking
thank
to ESC Insight. We're so excited to have you on stage.
Thank you.
And
very
I'll
much.
Stop making you cry now.
Hello, we are here with Doredos from Moldova. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, first off, and the question that everyone has on their minds, is the hat from the music video coming to Lisbon?
Oh, yes. I have a big one. Big one, yeah.
Big hat.
Yes. Oh, you know, it's very hard to wear this hat because it was windy and he time is going down, but it's very beautiful, I think.
Lots of people like the hat. It's a very nice hat. And of course, Moldova have sent wonderful hats before with Stob Shi Stob in 2011 with So Lucky. And your song is also about luck.
Luck, yeah.
Do you feel lucky?
Yes, we feel lucky because we have a great team. it's a dream team. This team working with Sergei Lazarev, with Dmitry Koldun, with lots of artists who had a good point in Eurovision.
So you're with the experts then?
Yes, we're the experts.
What's it like working with them?
Very good, because this people is very professional. He know what we need to do. He explained to us how we need to do and what we need to put in our performance.
Yes, because you tried entering before, of course.
Yes.
Twice. I really liked Funny Folk from 2016. And Mojica, yes. Can't forget that. And one thing you do is all of your songs have a very Moldovan sound.
Yes.
It's, I've recently written an article about Moldovan music and how Moldova often sends music which is true to Moldova with lots of trumpets and drums and folk music. Do you think that's important?
Yes, because Moldovan people really like traditional music, really like the trumpet, the drums,
and
yes.
It's Doba, right?
Yeah. Doba, yes. Doba, yeah.
Unika Bate Doba.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Are you feeling nervous or excited or a mix of both?
No, we're really excited and we're waiting when we go to the stage, because you know it's like drugs for artists. It's a very good feelings when you stay in stage, because the people give you a lot of energy. Artists give the people his smiles. I don't know, something like that.
Yes, and obviously, unfortunately, you couldn't come to London, but if you had managed to come to London, you would have been the artist to have gone to every single preview party. So you've been performing in Moscow, in Riga, in...
We doesn't go to London because we don't have a visa for this and we don't have a time to do it.
It's understandable, it's unfortunate. We really would have liked you there. But how has it been touring? With lots of fans in lots of countries.
Yes. Tour was great in Russia and in Lithuania, Estonia. We've been in Lithuania, in Estonia, and Latvia. The people gave us a good claps. I don't know, something.
Applause.
Yes, and it was great. It was good for our experience before the Eurovision.
Are you going to bring the party to Lisbon?
Yes, we go. Maybe we'll try to do it.
And we wish you every success in that. Thank you very much,
Doridas.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Sorry about English. Because
your English is great.
Thank
much better
much.
Than my Moldovan Romanian.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, so we're here with Mikolas, who's representing the Czech Republic. Now, and we'll talk to you about your experience representing the Czech Republic.
Cool.
It's been sort of a journey that's taken over a year to get you here, because it was nearly your turn to sing My Turn last year.
That's correct, yes. Yes, I mean, we've always known about each other. I mean, the Czech television, the guys from the Czech television and me. And they sent me over My Turn, asking to put some vocals on it, and I was like, guys, I don't really think this is a song for me. I don't really feel it. So I think I'll pass this time and hopefully wait for the next year. And next year, they were like, we like Lie to Me. Would you like to enter national finals? I was like, okay. So I sent the song over and now I'm here. So
yeah, it's been a standout from the moment it was launched, purely because it's so fresh.
Thank you.
Right. And it's from a true life experience, okay? So you've been jilted on the dance floor?
What do you mean? What does that mean, jilted?
Oh, had your heart broken.
Harper?
Heartbroken.
Heartbroken on the dance floor. No,
yeah.
It was not on the dance floor. It's from a personal experience of mine and also a very close friend of mine who had a very same experience like me. Good grief, yes, indeed. It was the one who actually filmed Lie to Me, and it's one of my besties. And he was going through a breakup that was very similar to mine, as I said. And it was... it was a time when he was staying with me because he was just unable to do anything. And I finished the song during those times because I kind of felt motivated to I don't know, let's just put it in a way that I wanted him to feel like he was feeling before. He was feeling really, I'm looking for the word right now. It's just like he lost, the girlfriend left him for another man, and he felt so, he felt so, what's the word? Help me out.
Bereft, heartbroken.
Not heartbroken.
Gutted. Gutted is quite a good one.
Yeah, maybe. He just felt worthless. That is the word. Yeah. Worthless and without any self-esteem and just it was a bad time for him. So I was writing the track and I was like, come over and listen to something, and does this make you feel a little bit better? Because he was like, there are so many things I would like to say to her, but I don't get to say this to her. There are so many things that I would like her to know, so yes, it's from my own experience. This one as well, and then it somehow blended together. So
you were able to provide some emotional support to your friend.
Yeah, I was.
That's quite sweet.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it's probably a good idea that you didn't say some of the stuff to the girl, in question to her face.
You know, we, of course, did keep it anonymous. So, like, if you ask me what is the name of the girl that it was about, I'm going to tell you. It was one of my ex-girlfriends, and you can never one it was. So this is really, you need to keep the respect and the anonymity so that it's cool, you know? So
okay,
it doesn't harm anybody in a...
Respectful.
Yeah.
You know you're in with a decent shot, right?
I hope so. Lied to Me took 1 year to write, I took my sweet time with it. So give me this and in 3 months I'll get back to you. No, I'm joking, but really, I sent the original demo version to my mix engineer on October the 8th, 4:53 in the morning. And
the time when all the best things happen.
It was 1 year ago, so it was 1 year before it was released, so now it's even a year and a half, so man, it really took some time. I mean, when you do everything yourself, when you write the track,
of course,
when you produce the track, when you do all the instruments in the track and everything, it's just like, yeah, you need to give it some time, because if you rush it, it ends up just not good. So I had like, if I tell you that I had like over 300 versions of Lie to Me, I would not be lying. Seriously.
Wow.
Even the mix versions. There were so many versions of the mix. It's
whenever I've spoken to Czech friends about Eurovision, I get the sense that the Czech Republic is one of the places where the sort of awareness of Eurovision is a little bit lower.
Yeah.
What will happen?
It changed this year.
It changed.
It already did change.
Okay,
it already did change. And I'm really happy that they reintroduced the national finals.
Yes.
And they got some cool people inside, and the people voted, and there was a lot of them voting. So my opinion is that Eurovision should be in the country to kick people's butts to come up with better international sounding music, you know. It's a motivation, and people should see it this way. I mean, it gets you to places, you know. It can be a huge kickoff for you, so I hope that people will see it this way, and that more and more people will start to get involved. I mean, I've always known about Eurovision. I saw it on TV, so I know about it. It's just the approach that people decided to have, you know, and I don't think it's an approach that should be there, because people don't realize how huge Eurovision is, like,
oh, no,
in countries like Sweden. Like, in Scandinavia, it's, like, huge. It's like religion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in so many other countries as well. So like, once people see it, then they're like, wow, this is actually Eurovision, you know? But before that, it's only on TV, and they don't get to really see so much. So hopefully now they know.
So how's Prague in May?
Well, it's beautiful. It's definitely much better than in winter. It's really medieval. And in winter, it's really a bit scary. So right now it's sunny. There's a lot of people, of course. So if you're a tourist, be the early bird. Get up soon and walk through before everybody gets in. So yeah.
Thank you very much, Mikolas. Cool.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy Lisbon.
Okay, we are here with Melvin from Ukraine. Hi, Melvin.
Hello.
Okay, first question. You obviously won X Factor Ukraine in 2015. at the age of 18. And that was a big deal. What did that feel like?
Как это было выиграть X-Factor в 18 лет?
Нелегко. Я впервые столкнулся с звездной болезнью.
It wasn't easy. I've got like I out of a sudden became a celebrity and it wasn't that good for my age, let's say. I became like a star, let's say.
But you're feeling a bit more confident now with your song in 2018.
Но теперь, в 2018-м, ты со своей песней себя более уверен и расслаблен.
Во-первых, я на самом деле никогда не стесняюсь говорить о звездной болезни, и мне кажется, это очень важный момент для любого артиста, и не только для артиста, для любого человека. Это должно пройти.
I think it's I'm not ashamed to speak about that. I was a little bit of a star when I was 18, and now I'm more relaxed about that, and I don't ashamed of that experience. I think it's quite important to speak what young people in show business are going through. You know what I've been through.
That's understandable, and obviously that links in with what your song is about, because your song is about perseverance, about going through tough times and coming out the other side. And would you say that's coming from a personal place?
Твоя песня как раз об этом. Твоя песня о росте персональном, о прохождении каких-то испытаний. Скажи, эта песня написана из какого-то персонального experience, ну, из твоего из жизненного опыта?
Да, из жизненного опыта. Это произошло, мне кажется, прямо после такого небольшого поражения, допустим, назовем это так, не знаю, как это назвать правильно, после такой маленькой неудачи на нацотборе в прошлом году.
Yeah, it's a very personal song. It's written on my life experience when I didn't end up first in the national selection last year. I ended up being third. And yeah, let's say it was my failure. And yeah, it was written about, it's actually a song about overcoming that failure.
И мне всегда хочется, чтобы люди помнили о том, что каждое наше поражение приводит нас всегда к успеху. Всегда.
And I want you to remember, and it's very important, that every our failure slowly, slowly brings us to our future success. That's for sure.
Thank you. And briefly about yourself, obviously your name Melvin is a combination of references to Halloween and Alexander McQueen.
Yes.
Yes. And would you say this is a good description of who you are, the mix of the two?
Твой псевдоним, ты можешь сказать, что вот эта комбинация Хэллоуина и Маккуина как-то передает тебя? Это ты?
Мне кажется, на процентов 10 передает, потому что остальное нельзя подвязать к моему имени. Это очень тяжело. Иногда я сам не понимаю, кто такой Мелвин и кто я, и человек ли я. Но это безумно интересно, когда люди сами о тебе рассказывают, и ты слушаешь их версии и понимаешь. Это круто.
No. Just 10% of that is who Melvin is. Halloween plus Alexander McQueen. I like to listen to different like options of who Melvin is from my fans. Let's say it's always some interesting stories. To be honest, I still don't know who Melvin is.
Well, I hope we'll find out. We wish you a lot of success in Lisbon. Yes, not Ukraine. That's where you're from. That's where we were last year. Yes.
Я желаю тебе успеха в Лиссабоне, и да, я надеюсь, ты найдешь, кто такой Мелвин.
Пусть лучше это ищет зритель, а не я.
Let's viewers decide who Мелвин is, not me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hi. So we're with Madame Monsieur, who are representing France this year, with a song which we feel at Insight is the culmination of a few things that have been happening in the song contest for the past couple of years. Would you like to start off by telling us the story of Mercy and the song Mercy?
Yes, of course. Mercy is the true story of a baby born last year on a humanitarian boat in the Mediterranean Sea. And her mother tried to join Europe through the sea. She took a smuggler who started to sink when she was saved by the Aquarius, the humanitarian boat from SOS Mediterranee. And this mother gave birth aboard, and she gave the name Mercy to her baby. And we saw this news on Twitter. the day she was born. And we were so moved by this story, this miracle birth, that we tried to translate it into a song.
And you've made a beautiful song out of it. And it's both timely and an appropriate way to use your time at Eurovision as well.
You mean, did we write this song on purpose for the Eurovision?
No. Just the song has come at a perfect time.
I don't know if there's a perfect time. It's just what's happening now, and something that is really moving everybody now since a few years now, and it's just a way to focus on it. I don't know if there's a really good time. It's just the time. Do you want to say something about it? I don't know if that answers to your question.
The time is the emphasis on real music from the Portuguese hosting of the contest. The fact that the rights and human rights of refugees have been a story from Stockholm, where we had the Interval Act, from Salvador with his controversial SOS refugees speech. How are you going to take the message any further, a little bit further?
I mean, the song is really it's really a song about a birth, you know. We want to send a message of hope into the song, but there's no any political message in it. We just want to talk about people, you know, a story of human beings. And the song is also about people who want to save the lives in the middle of the sea. So we just want to tell this story and to give emotions into through the song.
Nobody can choose where they're born.
Yes, exactly. And about the last question, I think that actually the song is now living her own life, its own life, because we receive some messages from the whole world, even if the song is in French, and especially from the kids, very young kids, like, I mean, 3 years old, who sing this song and want their parents to explain what the song is about.
I've seen some really lovely translations of the lyrics into other languages.
And I think that the message is going to be spread more and more by the children who want to learn the song, because they will be the adults of tomorrow. So they will be maybe better persons thanks to this song, I hope.
When you're on stage, what would you like the crowd to be doing? Are we going to be with the lights on our phones? Will we be waving our hands in the air?
The gesture.
The gesture?
Yes, with the hand. This is something that...
Send in lights.
Send in lights, hope. Just like from a closed hand to an open one. So just like sending light, hope, and love, spreading love to everyone. So this is what we would like people to do.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.